Kum learned about Gemara. We're still yesterday's Gemara. I'm at Alvin Beis in the very bottom of the Mishnah. But Yishayna, remember, you have 12 months to buy back a house in a walled city. In the beginning, what happens if 12 months expire and you don't buy back, redeem back your house? Then you forfeit your house forever. So what would happen was the last day, the final day, you would go over and try to pay the guy would go in hiding. You can find him, so that if you don't pay him, he gets his house. Kedeshi Chalud Lo, he wants to keep it forever. He's skin heel. He'll made a special enactment. That he should deposit the money in the Beis Hamikdash in a certain coffer there. You can go home, break your door down, v'nichnas and enter, and aimless laishi. Whatever the other guy wants, he can come and take his money. Tesh was bringing out from here that in the times of Hillel, the second Beis Hamikdash, there was also Yevil, not like Rashi who holds in some places there was no Yevil in the second Beis Hamikdash.
So that could have been possible.
A faket. The only reason why that's one of the rayas that there was no Yevil is that Rashi learns in Gittin is he made prusim because only Rabbanu for being the nice. How can you come in and it's only Rabbanu because there's no Yevil?
Yes, but I'm saying according to Tosfos,
how would Tosfos answer? Because it doesn't have to be in Hefke, they have a Kayach. This mission is the famous thing there about Oynis B'yem Achron, Tosfos, it says. The question is, how do we understand the idea of buyers of Bavodah Chaim? Is the pshat that the house was sold, I sold the house, but I have the right to buy it back? Or is the pshat the house is not considered sold until the very last day, and if I don't buy it back, then that's when the sale takes place? And so on. It says, from Hillel's Tekana, the fact that he had to establish a Tekana, Hareze Git of a guy gives a get to his wife and he says, I'm an Asher, Titli Messiah, so in the condition, give me $200. And she gave it to him, if he accepted Megadeshes. Because in the Mishnah over here, why did Hillel make a special enactment? Let him give the money to the guy against his will. Is that I, in the sin of Balkorchach, Loishma, in the sinner? You have to make a special enactment. Tesh already asked, why do you have to go hiding? You could have just been there and not accept the money. So they said, because if he's there, he'd be embarrassed not to accept the money. So he definitely went in hiding. Says he might have eaten, and what's that? I eat, he'll kun in a sin of Malkocha, having a sin of the fact that he'll have to make a special account. Is that I hear that? In this, he had made special kind of what that if you give it to against his will in a bezin's coffer, it's a goodness sinner. Habalma, generally, in the sin of Balkoch, Allah, have a sin, it's not a goodness sinner. Masker, a puppy, ten of Asher, how do you know? Maybe because the guy wasn't around. But Dilma, ki yitzchelele, he'll take kunna, shle, befun of. Maybe because the guy's not around, he'll make the corner. I will befun of, if the guy would have been there, maybe in a sin of Balkoch, if you give something Balkoch, surely, baby, it's a good matana. Tazer explains, it doesn't make sense. If I want to give you a gift and you don't want to accept it, what do you mean, but the sin of Balkoch, shmein, the sinner? So Tazer says, different kinds of matanas. One is, if I give you on a voluntary basis, you have every right not to accept it. Sayin matanas yichah, and it's nothing happened. When if I definitely have to give you a matana, for example, if I have to give you a matana, I have no choice. Then whether you like, if I owe you money or whatever it is, I want to give it back to you, and you don't want to take it, I could put it in your letterbox, and if it gets stolen tomorrow, too bad, because I have to give it back to you, and you should have taken it. We're talking about a middle case where I don't have to do it, but I have a right to do it. And that's the machlekes when sin about kavod shemayin. Exactly. It's exactly. But we're calling it matana because you don't want it. It's like a matana, I guess, because you don't want it. It's not a matana. Sin about kavod shemayin. That's one version. So according to this version, in the sin about kavod shemayin is a goodness sin. Except if it's laid before of. Ikidam Rav says, "Rav says, Rav, but that's the Gemara asking back. But Rav personally holds and says, 'Makocha lava nesina.' Sorry, it's kibokah have nesina. That's version number one. Version number two, Ikidam Yom Rav, it's kosher. How does Ikidam Rav say it's zuz? From this account, if somebody says to Rav, 'Nosal lagi, baby, that's Makocha have a good nesina. The chiitz chleil hill tekunish laid before of. The sin of Makocha is always a good nesina, and hill tekunah was only shalay laid of." In the first version, Rava learns that the sin of Bakorcha is not called in the sin at all. That's why he'll have to make a special law. The second one is Rava says sin of Bakorcha is a goodness sinner. But over here, why he'll made a special law is because the guy wasn't around. But funny if he'd been around, maybe died to Bakorcha having a sinner. Maskev or Papa asked a question. We tell him, but actually, we deal with perhaps being befun of. We're up right to the Mishnah. Being befun of shle befun of medaiti imakorcha loy. Maybe he'll hold that even befun of the sin of not going to sin. He'll might itzach le talk. So why did he make it to condom and the guy fled? Because that's what was happening. He was fleeing. We're up to the mission. kosher who lifnim lechem, if it's inside the walled city, how do you give body lechem? It's like a house in the walled city, has all the laws, you have 12 months to buy back. Chutz min asadas, but not a field. A field inside a walled city is nothing. It doesn't have these laws. And Rameir says, af hasadas, that Rameir holds even the fields, the inside, anything inside a walled city has all the same laws. You have 12 months to buy back.
Are you saying these are the sadas within the walls?
Yes, within the walls. Within the walls. Bayis habona b'chayim. What about the house is part of the wall? It's not a separate house inside the wall. The house, one of the walls of the house, is the wall around the city. It's not like a house inside a city. Yes, it is. The outer wall, that's its house. That's its wall. Talking about it, tell them what we learned. That's what we learned. Tell them what we learned. That's the machlokes. Tell them what we learned. Bayis. It says in the pasuk, a bayis, a house. That you know, the house that's in the city should become his. Bayis, any other bayis, only if it's a house. But the bottom, I don't know if it's an olive press place or a bottom of bathhouses and McDonald's or towers. Ushayvchim, pit and chicken coops, or dove carts or boiders, or sicher midas. How do you know all them are included also? They have the law of 12 months. I'm like, Ashabi, it says that what? That's if it's inside the city. If it's inside the city. It says, "Kom habayis ashebi." It makes it sound like anything inside the city. Yochashim Mabar said, "Even fields." I'm alone. Habayis. Oh, it has to be a house. David Rabbi Huda. A field inside the city is not included. Rameir Rameir Habayis. Ainly the Habayis a house. Ainly the Labis Batim Batim Mechad Tzayis. It's the same thing you want to include. I include. But I'm going to add one thing. Umigdalus v'shayivchin the boy v'shemayit v'afilu sodus. I hold even a field inside the city has the same din. Tam alone. Asher ba'ir. Anything inside the city. I if you more on a may well hoxi bias. It says bias. A field that you can plant is no question is not part of the din of 12 months. We're talking about a field that is full of rocks. You can't plant over there. The mayor says, well, you can't plant it. It's not really a field, so it's like a house. And the Buddha says, the fact is, it's a field, it's not a house. Netanya, we learned talking about Raisa. Choses and Mitzayla. And these kind of fields over there, that's not possible to grow in, to plant. The mayor says, kibbot like houses. And the Buddha says, so Mitzelis is like a quarry and Choses is full of pebbles. Really, Mitzelis felt. It's like a field.
When you say Beis
HaShalchim, yes.
Beis
HaShalchim. It's only a word.
Exactly. It's
only
a word. Exactly. So why don't you say, and that's like a field.
Yeah, but that's in Gemara. It's not in the Torah. It's not a legal term. They're both dash in the same posse. By Rachav, it says by Rachav, when the Yeshua and Pinchas had to escape, Pinchas and Kolov, she lowered them down with the rope, through a window, her house, was attached in what was part of the wall. She lived in the wall. So that's the machlek. What's machlek? How do you read this pasuk? Rab Shimon saw a kipashnik literally, about that while it's a house, and even though the wall it shares a wall with the wall of the city, it's a house, and therefore it's part of the Batei Rechaimah. Rab Yudah saw a bechaimah yeshava. She lives in the wall, b'loy b'irchaimah, not in the city with the wall. She's not surrounded on all four sides with a wall, because the wall is her is the wall of a house. If you have a city, you have a city where there's no wall around it, but all the roofs, where the Rabbi Engesh explains, all the roofs are on a slope, and therefore the roofs are all the houses are attached, and the roofs are on a slope, so the roofs form the wall around the city. If it wasn't a circle with a wall from the times of Yeshua Benun, they're not considered a walled city. What's considered a walled city? Shalosh chatzei, the minimum size of a city is three courtyards, and each courtyard is made up of two houses. Kefes chayme has to be surrounded by a wall. From the dating back to Yeshua Benun, I'll give you a few examples. Going Kotzra, Yishana, the old city Kotzra, Shal Tzipoidi, the Chakora Shal Goyish Cholav, the Yedefes, Hayishana, all Yedefes, the Gamla, the Doid, the Chodid, the Oina, the Yerushalayim. All of these cities are cities dating back to the times of Yerushalayim. Yeshua. Talking about we learned chayme wall, the loy shoyt, not a row of houses, of roofs. Soviv surrounding Pratla Tveria, if you remember the Gemara Megillah, the one side was the sea. Shiyama Chavisa, it didn't have a physical wall. Rabbelezer Rabbi Yisrael, Ashaloi Chayma Afa Pisha, Ein Le Achshav Hoy Lekoychen. The way it's written is Loi with an Aleph. The way we read it is Loi with a Vav, even though the Kriyan Ksiv exactly the same text. But it's loy with a vav. There is a wall, but there isn't a wall. How's it work? It does. Afabisha ain't allowed to have a wall now, but Vahayilakain had one before. Rashi says, and Tesis argues in Rashi says that in the Torah it's written loy lamed vav aleph. Taisha says no such Taida. Interesting. So you have an argument here as to what's written in the Taida. Rashi is right here. Loi chaymen look at Rashi, 5 lines at the bottom. Loi ksiv, lamed vav aleph. Mashma loi or mashma loi. Mashma no, mashma yeah. Claim it ain't la'achsha, doesn't have now, but v'hoi l'chaymen kaidim had previously. And Taisha says, what are you talking about? Taisha says, no such thing. Rashi says, v'eina came chamoshim meduyok. In the proper chamoshim, there's no such thing. Talking about Vaitin. So here you have an example. There's a Bekiva Eger where he brings in the Gilin Shas, where Baba commenting, he brings a number of psukim where one person has one day, where one, you know, there's machlek is what's actually written. That's what the Raja says. These cities, there's only city in Galil, only Gamla, and Eva Yarden, only Gedud. He's saying Gamla is in Galil, Gedud in Eva Yarden, and Chadid, and Oine, Shalim is in Yehuda. What's he saying? What's the Raja saying? Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Ad Gamla be Galil. All the cities up to Gamla and Galil are all cities that were walled in times of Yeshua. Gedud be Eved Yarden, Ad Gedud be Eved Yarden, same Eved Yarden until Gedud, and Bechadid be Oine be Yishalayim be Yehuda. All the cities till there are also surrounded. Rava, Omer Rava says, no. We only mention these cities are because there are a few cities called Gamla around Eretz Yisrael, and I want to tell you that only this Gamla was had a wall, so only Gamla be Galil was had a wall around it. Lafuke Gamla the Shah Ratzes, but the Gamla from other parts of Eretz Yisrael not. Gedud be Eved Yarden. Lafuke Gedud the Shah Ratzes. If there's a Gedud in another part, it don't count. In of the Loi Iker the Kavasai Lo Itzchle. But all the other cities that don't have their namesake in some other place, we don't have to mention. The Gemara says, so you included Yerushalayim. Now what? That a house sold in Yerushalayim goes back to Yeshua. So a house sold in Yerushalayim is sold forever. But Tanya, we learned in Baba Kama, sort of Dvorin, there are 10 things that in the Emre of Yerushalayim was said about Yerushalayim. And one of them is because Yerushalayim was not as Chalkul as Shvatim, it wasn't divided amongst the Shvatim. Ain Habayus Cholab, the laws of Bayis Batachem doesn't exist. What we're saying when we're in Yerushalayim is only the fact that it had a wall in the times of Yeshua. But it's different in Yerushalayim. The house is not sold. It's sold. Rav Ashi says an amazing thing. Rav Ashi says, Omar, you want to know about Yerushalayim, and you're asking Yerushalayim, there's no such thing as a bayis boter chayme. Rashi says, Lav Omar Rabbi Yosef, didn't Rabbi Yosef say Trei Kodesh Hava? Didn't Rabbi Yosef say that two Kodeshes, two cities Kodesh? Is Hochinami Trei Yerushalayim Hava? It is the two Yerushalayims. In Yehuda, there were two Yerushalayims. One Yerushalayim is the one that we know, and there's another Yerushalayim. And the one that we're talking about in the Braise here, Yerushalayim, is the other Yerushalayim. So there's another Yerushalayim with a walled city, with the wall from the time dating back to Yeshua. But the Yerushalayim that we know of, there's no such thing as a Bayis Bat Yerushalayim. Amazing. So where's this other Yerushalayim? In Yehuda somewhere, with a wall around itself. It's an ancient city. Does it say where that Yerushalayim is? Sorry? Tanya, we learned Rabbi Shmuel, says, Loma Manu Chachamis Elu. Why were these particular cities counted? Chekisha Olu Bnei Agoilu. When Ezra went up, Motzu Elu, he found these cities, Vikitchum, and he decided to sanctify them. The fact that he decided to sanctify them means that it was no longer Kaddish. That means he holds that Kedusha Yeshua did evaporated. Kedusha Lashayna Kitchel Lashayta Vela Kitchel Asalave. So that Ezra had to what? They had to consecrate them again. But the first cities that he did all became bottle. Bishop Bottle Kedusha's artist. So he holds Kedusha the Shaina Kitchel Shaita Abavaloi Kitchel Lassalave. But Aminu, we ask a question. Amr Bishop Rabbi Yasi. We ask a question. The same we have a steed of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. These were only cities, but like Kfar Nemar, it says Shishim Eid, it says there were 60 cities called Hevel, Argoi, were around the border, which used to belong to Eig, called Elu, Odin, Betzuda, these fortified cities. So there's a whole bunch of other cities. You're saying that these are the only cities that he made? Ella, Lama, Monacham, Elu. Why were these counted? Why only these cities counted? When Ezra went up, Motzu Eli found these cities, the kitchen, and he was Mekadish them. You just said you don't have. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi is saying all this. Why do you have to make it holy again? They were holy from Yeshua's times. Elamonim. He just counted them. Not that he made them holy. He just counted them because they were holy already before. Any city you have a tradition from your ancestors, here you have the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi saying the other way around, that all the cities that were sanctified by Yeshua are still holy. They never forevermore. So how do you explain that? Kasha from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. So Yibai say one answer is Trei Tanoi Eli Rishmol. The two of Tanoim arguing what Rabbi Shmuel actually said, and Yibai say Mechad Menayi was not Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, but actually Rabbi Loza Bar Yosi. The Tanya, who is Rabbi Loza Bar Yosi? We learned the Braisa. Rabbi Loza Bar Yosi Aimer. Rabbi said Ashaloi Chaima. That there's a wall. Remember, Loi with an Aleph and a Vav. Afa Pisha Ein Le Achshav. Even though he doesn't have a wall now, or Lohoyi Le Koydchen had previously. My timer. Why do we date back to Yeshua? The man. Okay. So that's right. And therefore, he's the one who said that right now there's no wall, it still has the Kedusha from before. So this second Braisa that says Kedusha is showing the Kitchel Ashai to the Kitchel Asalove, that is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, because he says all the cities date back to Yeshua Benun, because he believed that what Yeshua Benun did is Kedusha Lo Elam Vod. As Gemara, my timer, what's the possible Svara, the man to Omar, Kedusha is showing the Kitchel Ashai to Veloi Kitchel Asalove? What's the Svara of the one who says that Yeshua came in? It's only temporal until as long as the Eden lived there. Once they left, they were evicted from Eretz Yisrael, they lost all the Kedusha until Ezra came back. Because there's a pasuk which it says, "Vayasu," it said by Ezra, "Vayasu." They all came back, and they those captured. They made Sukkah, Bnei Agoila, Hashavim, and Hasheva. All those came back from being captured. Sukkahs, they built themselves sukkahs. The Yashuv b'sukkahs. In the times of Ezra and Nechemiah, they sat in the sukkah. Kilo osu mi me Yeshua binun kain Bnei Yisrael ada yemahu. It says that from the time that the Eden were given the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, they never had a sukkah like they had in the times of Ezra. And the pasuk continued, they were unbelievably happy. Efshe bo David l'as a sukkah. What are we talking about? David Mel didn't have a sukkah. What do you call it? Is it possible that the Eden didn't keep sukkahs until Ezra came? Ella the Pshati is Makish Biyosan Bime Ezra Libiyosan May Yeshua. This is what he means. That when the Eden came with Ezra, they did achieve the same thing as they did in the time of Yeshua. What did Yeshua do when he came to Israel? He made it holy. Ezra did the same thing. Is Ma Biyosan May Yeshua Monu Shmitin Vyavla? Just like in the times of Yeshua, they came, they started counting Shmita and Yevils with Kotchua Rechemim, they sanctified the walls. Av Biyosan Bime Ezra, the same thing when they came in the times of Ezra. Monu Shmitin, they counted Shmitin, V'yayviyayviz, V'kotshu Orochema. And they sanctified these walled cities. So that's what we mean when he says over here, Sukkahs. That they did the same thing what they did then. And what does Sukkah mean? They protect them, so on. Says Gemara, when it says that they didn't do this since the time of Yeshua, it wasn't referring to the Yom Tov Sukkahs. Of course, everyone did Sukkahs every year. What they're referring to is that but the exact same thing that Yeshua did, which is sanctified his throne, Ezra repeated the same exercise because all the Kedusha vanished. Says the Gemara, "V'omer," says the pasuk, "V'yach Hashem l'kechalaz Yisrael v'secha." Hashem will bring it to the land that the ancestors yashin v'yirashta, and you should yashin it. So makish Yirushas chedusha v'secha. Compare you're yashining it to your ancestors. Ma'ir v'secha b'chidush, just like when your ancestors came in, it was with the chidush. They had to sanctify it. Af Yirushas b'chidush, it's called the word malalo. So again, you have to redo the whole thing. Either those who hold that Kedusha is showing the Kitchel L'Shaikish L'Zalavai, so they hold that Ezra didn't have to make it holy again. So what does it mean? So Sukkah. So you're going to learn that Sukkah is the first time they did Sukkah. How can it be the first time they did Sukkah? What did they do all these years? How's that possible? Says the Gemara. The Tak is referring to Sukkahs. So what does it mean? The boy Rachma Yetzer Avoy Dezora. It means it's referring to. It's an allegory. It means that Ezra davened to Hashem that the Yetzer Hara for Avoy Dezora should disappear. And so what does that do with sukkah? But agin zechus alayik is sukkah. Just like a sukkah covers us and protects us from some elements, so too this tefillah of Ezra protected us as well. Just like a sukkah does. And what? And this is the first time they did. Even Yeshua didn't daven to Hashem to rid the world of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. behind the copy cried Yeshua, and that's why the pasuk was upset with Yeshua, because Yeshua should have davened to Hashem as well that the Eitz HaRa of Avodah Zarah should disappear. What do you mean? How do you know that? B'chol duchle, everywhere k'siv Yehoshua, the full name. B'chol over here k'siv, and over here it's written in this very pasuk, it says it wasn't done since the time of Yeshua. It says Yeshua without the hay. Yeshua, is it I? Why did he take the hay off? To tell you that Hashem was not completely happy with Yeshua, because he should have done something about the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah in his day, when he could have. Bishlo and Moshe Rabbeinu Rachmi, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu, this is interesting, why didn't Moshe, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, why didn't he ask Rachman that Yetzer Hara should disappear, the Loi Havis Chusud Eretz Yisrael? The great Moshe Rabbeinu still, because he wasn't an Eretz Yisrael, didn't have the Chusud Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't daven to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. El Yehoshua, who was in Havilah's Chusud Eretz Yisrael, he was a Nasi, and he had his Chusud Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't he daven today to get rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah? Amai lo liboy rachmi, why didn't he ask rachmi? But see, he should have known Asher Yishu Avisecha v'Yerashta, that well, we can take over. So therefore, he got he was removed from his name, and that's what the pasuk means, that with the sukkah. The sukkah means the protection. The protection was that we got rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara, now the Hoksiv, the question, it says in the pasuk, Asher Yoshua Avisech V'Yirashta, it sounds like you're telling me that Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Rishayna, but this other pasuk says, Asher Yoshua Avisech V'Yirashta, take over the land that your ancestors, Yashu, it sounds like you don't have to do anything else, you don't have to make another Kedusha. How could there be an opinion that says that Kedusha Yeshua did, sort of, it was extinguished? Hochikama, now this is how they read the pasuk. Kiven the Yoshua Avisecha Yorashta. Since your ancestors the Ashnid, you can now take over, but you still make a Kodesh. Then Gemara says, you're telling me that when they came back to Yisrael Ezra, he started counting Shmit and Yevlis. Why? The majority of Yidden did not live in Yisrael. We learned before that if the majority of Yidden don't live there, there's no Shmit and Yevlis. Hashta, Mishagolu, Shevet, Reuven, Shevet, Gov, Lechadim, and Asher, 2.5 Shvatim went to Golos. In the times of Sacheret, we lost 2.5 Shvatim. But Lu Yevlis, they canceled Yevlis. So Ezra, how many Yidden went up with Ezra to Yisrael? How many Yidden went down to Yevlis? See, it says, call, the entire community. Ke'echa together was Arba Ribi 40,000 Alpayim and 42,000 V'sheish Meir 600 V'shishim. So the 42,660, that's Sachakel. The vast majority didn't live in Bavel, and Bavel didn't have a hard time, even though they were in Golos, Bavel and everything else. And Bavel actually did not suffer physically. They were happy to stay there. Nobody wanted to go back. Even remember the Levim didn't want to go back. The Kainim Havi money. They would start counting then. The time we learned, Mishagolu, Shevet, Reuven, Shevet, Gad, Chashim, and Asher, Botlu, Yevlis, the Yevlis, the Botlu. Shalem, it says, Karosim, Drei, Bot, Lechol, Yeshua. When do you have Yevlis? When Chol, Yeshua? When everybody lives there. Bisman, Shekol, Yeshua, only when the majority of people living there, Bisman, Shekol, Mikhtas, and now in part, only 2.5 Shvatim disappeared out of the 12, and yet already we stopped following Yevlis. He said 6 years, That was talking about the counting of the Beis HaMikdash. And when he started Yevlis, he waited till 6 years. Shmita and Yevlis. Yochol, only Yevlis. It was only Yevlis he started. Yochol, hoye alev heimu ravin. Are you going to say, you would have thought that if they're still somewhere in the land and they're mixed up, Shev ben Yamin be Yehuda, and v'shev Yehuda ben Yamin, and yehei Yehuda ben Yehuda, no, that's enough to make Yehuda. Tamalema lechol Yehoshua bezman she Yehoshua kitikunam, and each shevet was on their own, but bezman she Moravim, not even when they're all mixed up. Even if they're all there, they're all mixed up, you don't know Yehuda. So what are you telling me that Ezra came back and he made a Yehuda? Amnach Yitzchak, monu Yehuda is the Kaddish mitin. Now they made Yevil, but it wasn't really Yevil. They didn't follow Yevil. They only made Yevil to be able to work out the calendar, because Shmi, every 50th year is Yevil, and they start counting 49 years again. So look at Ashi Bonu Yerukav Shmi, the last Ashi on the page, 10 lines at the bottom. Vada Yevil lo yanoi. There's definitely no Yevil. She avodim niftorim. That so Rashi said there was no Yevil whatsoever in the second base of Megillah. That avodim should go home from Yevil. V'lo yisoda shomecher choizes and nor in the fields. All these things we learned before about the fields. Avos Shmitin hayanoigim l'shamik safim. The laws of Shmita to cancel debts. V'lo shamit mezera v'kati. You shouldn't do a plant and harvest. That's lichel limlo Hashmita should fall out in the exact right time. So what happens every 15th year they let aside. It was like in a state of flux, they didn't count it. It should have been Yevil. And the following year, Maskal Aminyan, they started counting again. Yeah, like always, yes. We still know, except Rabbi Yehuda. No, it is the owner of Rabbi Yehuda says that. And next tomorrow's Gemara, we'll ask a question. What about Rabbi Yehuda? The Imloha Yemayin and Yevil, they wouldn't have counted Yevil, say Yemayin and Yevil, they wouldn't have counted Yevil, they wouldn't have counted Shemitah. Of a Shemitah, Shlomo Kamer, Shemitah will come out in the right place. Okay, see you tomorrow.